This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you discussion on government's initiatives for drug-free India. The participants are Monica Batra, Deputy Director General, Narcotics Control Bureau, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
The government has taken a very strong stand on the drug menace and opted for a whole-of-government approach. The government aims to make country drug-free by 2047. In the series of actions taken to combat the menace of drugs, the National Narcotics Helpline Manas Madak Padarth Nishedh Asuchna Kendra was launched in the national capital recently. To talk more on the subject, we have with us Ms. Monica Batra, Deputy Director General, Narcotics Control Bureau. Ms. Batra, welcome to Akashvani News.
Thank you so much.
Ms. Batra, before we discuss the subject in detail, I would first like you to explain what is Manas Helpline and what was the need to initiate this service.
Thank you so much. Just as you gave in your introduction, so this is vision of our Honorable Prime Minister to make India a drug-free nation. And in that vision, we endeavor to for a drug-free society. Our mission is to prevent and combat abuse and also illicit traffic of drugs. In that sequence, Manas would act as a beacon for citizens to come forward and contribute collectively to the broader efforts to curb the menace of drug-related crimes. So Manas is a platform. It's an integrated platform where it is a support and access given to the common citizens to come forward, share any kind of information they have about drug trafficking. And also at the same time, if they want to seek any kind of counseling or want to have knowledge about or information about drug de-addiction and rehab centers, they can get the same from this Manas platform.
How does Manas ensure privacy of citizens and anonymity of information?
It is of utmost importance that we give this kind of anonymity to anyone who wants to come forward and disclose anything about drug trafficking. Or even if he is a victim, he or she is a victim, we need to maintain absolute confidentiality. So in that sequence, one, we will not be disclosing the information about the caller. This would be only with us at a very senior and confidential level and would not be shared with anyone. There are other options and channels also which ensures this confidentiality. So one is the 1933 toll-free 24/7 toll-free number. Along with that, we have a Manas web portal where there is an option of submit a tip. So you can go to that portal, you can submit a tip and enter the details which you feel are okay with you and can give the information, share the information. There is also an option of sending an email exclusively to Manas. That is again an option of where you can maintain your confidentiality. And the third is Umang. The Umang app is an app which has a user base of around 6 crores. We have put Manas browser, Manas in that. And if you go to Umang app, you can easily find Manas and can log in and share the information.
If a person or their acquaintance seeks help in de-addiction, what steps should they take?
So, as far as Manas is concerned, as I was telling you, it has two objectives. Let me kind of just explain a little. It has two objectives. One is, of course, one can find if there is any kind of drug trafficking trip one would like to give or would like to seek any kind of information on drug-related matters. That is one part. The second part is, if there is any victim or addict who wants to seek any counseling or would like to know about any rehab center. So we have an automated call distributor system where we have integrated our Manas with 1-446 helpline, which is exclusively for counseling. So one can easily go and seek counseling on from Manas.
Delving deep into the issue of drug menace, during the launch ceremony of Manas, the Honorable Home Affairs Minister Amit Shah said that in the last 5 years, the Modi government has tried to fight this battle on the basis of whole-of-government approach and on the three pillars, structural, institutional and informational reforms. Can you further elaborate on all of these?
Yes, certainly. In last 5 years, we have made a major impact on this whole issue of drugs as such. So there have been a lot of institutional reforms in the way that we felt that there are a number of ministries and departments and actors who are working towards in handling this drug menace. There was a need for bringing all of them together. The Government of India has come up with coordination center. It is called NCOD. This has four-tier mechanism where right from the center, state and till the district level, everyone is connected. So whoever and as per the need and role, many other agencies and departments who are dealing with the enforcement have come together. This is one platform which gives us policy and operational inputs we discuss and helps us decide on the future course of action. So this is one big major institutional reform which I can say has been done. In addition to that, NCB, that is Narcotics Control Bureau, has been strengthened to have a pan-India presence in each state. This is very important because we will be accessible to people. This is another very big institutional reform which has been. In addition to that, in each state, anti-narcotics task force have been set up. Now, these anti-narcotic task force are exclusively dealing with narcotics-related issues. If I would like to say that attention was earlier not to that extent, in last 5 years, the extent of attention which we have been giving to this issue, which is a troublesome issue for our society, these steps have been really instrumental in bringing us all together, working in a coordinated way, so that we can have a drug-free society. In addition to that information, we have been, of course, Manas is one of them, and we have also been doing a lot of coordination with Ministry of Social Justice, which runs a lot of awareness programs for the youth and schools and colleges. We have an e-pledge program. E-pledge program is on MyGov portal. It is for anyone to come and take a pledge of saying no to drugs and yes to life. And I'm happy to say that around 50 lakh people have come forward and taken this pledge. In addition to that, we have been displaying a lot of on the pubs and restaurants some kind of warning that consumption of drugs is not good and also it can be penalized. In addition, we have been also coordinating with a lot of spiritual organizations who can take the message forward saying yes to life and no to drugs. So this is a one big thing which we are trying to propagate to the society and to each citizen of the country, that they should be coming forward, playing their role in making a drug-free society.
There are two types of drugs, plant-based and synthetic. Could you please elaborate what are synthetic drugs and why are they even harmful than the plant-based drugs?
Well, that's a very, very relevant and very important question you have asked, I should say. But let me tell you, before I distinguish, let me tell you one thing. All drugs are bad. They are bad for you, for your body, for your mind and for your society and financially also. It really breaks you. So the best thing is to just be away from it, whatever it is plant-based, synthetic, whatever it is, let's be away from it. Having said that, plant-based drugs are those drugs like, you know, the commonly known ganja, afim, marijuana, what we say, or opium, what we say. Whereas the synthetics are the ones which have been made from the chemicals. See, today you are also getting synthetic ganja. But the chemicals are really harmful. There's another trend of some kind of cocktail drugs which has come up of mixing two or three drugs together, which is fatal. You don't know what is there in it. The chemicals are fatal. The mixing is fatal. Just one single dose can kill you in seconds. It is just a big no, whether it is plant-based or synthetic. The only difference is of the constitution, but the effect is much, much worse than you can think of. So a big no to it and yes to life.
Cross-border drug trafficking has been a challenge for India. And what is India's response to tackling this problem?
Yes, indeed. We have been having this cross-border trafficking, but we have been really successful in our operations. Basically, we are trying to handle the supply side. What we call is the supply side and the demand side. So for the enforcement at the border areas, we have been carrying out successful operations with many of the enforcement agencies. Border guarding forces have been coming with us together, like the Coast Guard, BSF, Navy, all of them have been coming together and we have been able to do some major operations which have led to seizure of huge quantities of drugs. So that is one thing which we have been doing. The second thing is we have been also concentrating a lot on international coordination. Our neighbors and even otherwise, the whole of the world wants to now come and have a fight collectively. So we have been entering into a lot of agreements and MOUs and many treaties where we have been raising this issue of drug trafficking and how we need to all come together, even at the international platforms. We need to come together and fight together. The government of India has taken a lot of steps on international coordination as well.
Coming back to Manas, ma'am, in how many languages will this helpline be available?
To start with, it is two languages, that is Hindi and English. But very soon, we are trying to bring in some software where we will try and reach in the local and regional languages as well.
You referred to Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment's helpline, which is linked to NCB's Manas helpline 1933. Can you please elaborate a bit more on how Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment and NCB have coordinated to tackle this menace?
NCB, along with Ministry of Social Justice, has been undertaking a lot of awareness programs. As I had just told you about the spiritual organizations and the NGOs, in fact, NCC, NSS, I mean, a lot of student bodies. You know, I'm really happy to tell you there's a lot of awareness now in schools and colleges. And a lot of clubs have been made, where we, through the activities, you know, be some kind of a competition, some mascot competition, or maybe poster writing, we are trying to bring about awareness as to how to be away from this menace. So a lot of awareness activities are being taken. And in fact, very recently, I'm happy to share with you that on 26 June, we celebrate a 15 days awareness program. It's not a 15 days, but that is when we like really get into intensify our programs, because the programs run throughout the year. But for the 15 days, we had intensified our efforts, and there were like many bike rallies, and we went to the schools, colleges, we were pledges, we had debate competitions and all that. The whole idea behind this is just to get the, you know, everyone involved in it so that they are aware and can take care of this problem.
What do you think are the future plans for Manas?
So for Manas, as of now, we have one, as far as a very important thing is, we want to integrate it with WhatsApp. See, today everyone wants to use the WhatsApp, and it's like a very handy thing. So very soon we will be kind of doing that. We are also bringing about a feature of chatbot. So that is another feature where you can, without in fact interacting, you can easily just have a interaction, and maybe your query can be satisfied with that. So that is one part as far as the social media thing is concerned. The second part is we will be taking it to the ANTFs. So that is the Anti-Narcotics Task Force, which I talked about. So if a caller is calling, then they can easily get connected to the state, and then action can be expedited. So, and of course, the language is one thing which we feel that we should be having it in many other languages also. And as we go on, we have this provision of software updation and all that. So we will be taking up as and when we go about it.
As all of us know, drug abuse affects the socio-economic thread. What role will society play when it comes to drug de-addiction? My next question would be, what message would you like to give to youth and to every section of society? So these are two different questions. I would like you to answer both of them elaborately.
Okay, so what would be the role of society? The role of society is huge, I should say. See, even now, we keep getting a lot of complaints, and, you know, there is a lot of, you know, residents calling us and giving us complaints that ye yahan par ye ho raha hai, or something else is happening, and please could help us and this, that, karke. Or maybe, you know, my next door is having some issues and please help us in that. So this is what it is, to be aware of your surroundings, to be aware of your nears and dears, one who are in trouble, and come forward and just be part of this fight, right? So that role itself is a big role which every citizen of the country should be playing, and this is what is our expectation also, and this is a platform which Manas is going to give them. The second thing is the message to the youth. The message to the youth, as I had already said, this is, drug abuse is sinister. It kills. And the only way it is to be staying away from it. But if at all, you know, we unfortunately, sadly, if you get into it, there is a way out. It is not the end of the world. There is a way out. You can seek help. You can seek advice. And this platform will give you total confidentiality. You don't have to get any kind of stigma from anywhere. You can come forward, take your treatment, understand the de-addiction facility and the de-addiction program and the treatment, and help yourself and help the family also. That's what I can say.
Your message to this society, I hope it reaches to everyone. Thank you so much for participating in our program and sparing your valuable time to discuss this important issue. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on government's initiatives for drug-free India. The participants were Monica Batra, Deputy Director General, Narcotics Control Bureau, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com. or WhatsApp on 9289094044.